B'tachan v'leif shir 1826, Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, Parshas v'Eschanan. Today's shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha in everything that they need. We are discussing that the psukim of Psukei Dezimra and psukim in Tehillim have endless potential to impact our perspective. And Chazal were mesakin for us to say certain psukim. And if we just use our minds and our hearts, when we say those psukim, we will dramatically change how we approach our lives, how we think in life. And there's another point that we have to mention. Someone asked me recently that they're not feeling betachan, they're starting to get nervous again. They worked on it, but they're starting to get concerned again, and they want to know what to do. You have to understand that bitachin is a lifelong journey. It's every single day, and if you're not going to work on it every single day, it's going to get weaker. Now, you won't notice it the first day, maybe the second day, maybe the first week, maybe even the first month. But after a while, if you don't put in the effort, it's going to get weaker, whatever that effort is. You have to make a conscious effort to remind yourself the basic concepts of Emunah and Betachin. And that's why we say Psukei Dezimra every single day. And Ashrei specifically we say three times a day, which teaches us that these concepts are so important that they have to constantly be reiterated again and again and again. So instead of rolling your eyes and thinking, Psukei Dezimra, today I'll say some of it, today I won't, realize Chazal knew what they were talking about. There's a reason why they want you to say it every single day, and there's a reason why Ashrei is supposed to be said three times a day. Because these concepts you have to ingrain in yourself every day, three times a day. And if you're going to be an Eber Chacham, like they say in Yiddish, a smart aleck, a person that thinks, I don't need Psukei Dezimra, what am I saying already? How much praise does Hashem need of me? The praise is not what Hashem needs, it's what you need. And the person who's smart, the person who realizes that if Chazal told us to do something and we try to do it, yes, it's difficult to have Kavana throughout the entire Psukei Dezimra, but at least take a part and try to have that Kavana, you'll see a difference. If Chazal told you to say it every single day, there's a reason why they said that. And therefore, this pasuk that we're analyzing right now, you can say it in your car, you can say it throughout the day, but more importantly, you can say it when you're saying Ashrei. And think about what you're saying, and you'll see it will have an impact on you.